Unit 20. Early traffic lights. People take traffic lights for granted. We often complain about having to wait for the lights to change from red to green. However, everyone knows how important traffic lights are to control the cars on the street. Without them, traffic jams and accidents would increase. The first traffic light was installed in London, outside of the British Houses of Parliament in 1868. A man named J.P. Knight made the first traffic light out of a gas lantern. He wanted to prevent carriage or horse-drawn wagon accidents. Knight's light had two sides, green and red. A police officer had to turn the lantern so that the correct side was facing the traffic. When the carriage drivers saw the green side, they knew it meant go. When they saw the red side, they stopped. It worked well for a little while, but then it blew up and hurt the police officer. The traffic light needed some improvement. Otherwise, it would not be safe to use. In 1910, Ernest Serene of Chicago invented the first automatic traffic light system. Unlike modern traffic lights, Serene's invention was just two simple signs that said stop and proceed. By 1920, a government worker named William Potts came up with the third traffic light color, yellow. He also created lights that controlled traffic in four directions. Finally, Garrett Morgan received a patent to produce inexpensive traffic lights in 1923. He designed a traffic light based on the first traffic light installed in 1868 in London. Morgan's traffic light was very similar to William Potts. As cars became more common in the cities, an effective traffic system was needed. Traffic lights helped to reduce traffic problems and make city driving safer for everyone. Next time you are waiting for the light to change, try to imagine how bad the traffic would be without traffic lights.